It was surprisingly difficult to concentrate on the road while feeling his gaze on my face. I compensated by driving more carefully than usual through the still sleeping town. "Were you planning to make it out of Forks before nightfall?" "This truck is old enough to be your car's grandfather. Have some respect," I retorted. We were soon out of the town limits, despite his negativity. Thick underbrush and green swathed trunks replaced the lawns and houses. "Turn right on the 110, he instructed, just as I was about to ask. I obeyed silently. "Now we drive until the pavement ends." I could hear a smile in his voice, but I was too afraid of driving off the road and proving him right to look over and be sure. "And what's there at the pavement's end?" I wondered. "A trail." "We're hiking?" Thank goodness I'd worn tennis shoes. "Is that a problem?" He sounded as if he'd expected as much. "No." I tried to make the lie sound confident. But if he thought my truck was slow. "Don't worry, it's only 5 miles or so, and we're in no hurry." 5 miles? I didn't answer so that he wouldn't hear my voice crack in panic. 5 miles of treacherous roots and loose stones, trying to twist my ankles or otherwise incapacitate me? This was going to be humiliating. We drove in silence for a while as I contemplated the coming horror.